My apologies for keeping you waiting. The last surgery took longer than anticipated. Fortunately, I've cleared the rest of my schedule for the evening to give some very personal attention to you, Dolly. And there is much to be done. Why are you here and not with Emmy? It's simple. I watched how she treated you, and I had seen enough. Clearly, she's not ready for another Dolly. I suppose further alterations to her are required. What does it matter to you? It should be none of your concern what I do to her. I see. Nevertheless, your feelings for her are irrelevant. I will get to her once I'm finished with you. But if you require some solace, her alterations will be relatively minor compared to yours. You think I'm a monster for altering my little sister. How droll. Alas, I regret to inform you that you are not the first person to think of me so. That honor goes to my sister. No, not Emmy. Our older sister. Yes, there are more of us. But you don't need to concern yourself with them. Only two more. Step-siblings, in fact, from when our mother remarried. What he ever saw in her, I'll never know. Oh, they're still alive. Though I'm sure they wish otherwise. You're quick to assume I did something to them. But you are correct in that assumption. You are certainly full of questions. But I suppose I shall amuse you. They were twins. Both of them thought very highly of themselves, looking down upon Emmy and I like refuse. They quickly learned their folly. Our sister took it upon herself to constantly remind Emmy how poor and pathetic she was. Every night, Emmy would come to my room crying. It broke my heart to see her cry. Oh, no. That's not why Emmy is the way that she is. That was an unforeseeable side effect. You see, Emmy never knew what our mother did to me, and I tried to shield her from that for as long as I could. But there came a time for me to tell her, or rather, show her. It's no secret that organs are very profitable on the black market, as long as you know an interested buyer. Our mother knew just that someone. And when she needed money, she took me. Imagine, a 13-year-old girl stripped down and sliced open in the back room of an Italian restaurant, with naught but a dirty washcloth shoved in my mouth to keep me quiet. I watched them take out my kidneys one after the other before they sewed me up like an old doll. I don't need your sympathies. In the end, I tracked down the recipient of my kidneys and took them back. Karma, as they say. What I do need from you, however, is your compliance as my new medical assistant. Oh, you don't need to know anything about medicine or anatomy to help me. I just need you to obey. And after some brain alterations, that won't be a problem. Yes, brain alterations. A rather simple procedure. Three holes, one on each side and one in the center of your skull. I will then insert three cables, which will allow me to alter your brain, destroying your ability to feel emotions, think, and your memories, all while making you more receptive to orders. Once that's done, I will leave a chip on each side that will allow me to make minor adjustments as needed. But before we get to that, we need to... Oh, no, you don't. There. That's better. I had hoped not to cause you any unnecessary suffering. But I can't have you passing out on me. Not quite yet. First, though, we need to rub this onto your scalp. This depilatory cream will burn your hair follicles, preventing any hair growth for several months. Additional applications will need to be applied later, but once it hardens, we'll remove it and begin with your alterations. There. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. After my involuntary surgery, I began studying anatomy and physiology, mostly to care for my own wound, as Mother refused to take me to a doctor for obvious reasons. But when it came to my older sister and her insistent harassment, I turned that knowledge into practical application, and I brought Emmy with me. In fact, it was with this scalpel here that I took away what she cherished most about herself. And Emmy... Emmy watched not with fear, but vehement interest. Once the left one was gone, I gave the scalpel to Emmy, and with my guidance, she removed the right one with no remorse. She was still the sweet, sweet Emmy you and I both love who played with dolls. But she also took a great interest in the additional surgeries my older sister required. When I was finished with her, I sold her to the same butchers that butchered me, and thus began a very profitable business. Think what you may of me. It won't matter for much longer. Now, open wide. Do I need to paralyze you as well? If you continue to resist, I will up the dosage and make your pain increase exponentially. And we've barely begun with the rest of you. The choice is yours. There. See? Was that hard? Now then, let's put these clamps in your mouth, like so. That'll keep your mouth open for the next part. I'm just going to brush this over your gums, both top and bottom. There. This is a formula of mine designed to loosen your teeth, which is ideal for removing them. You won't be needing them anymore. I opt to yank them out rather than surgically remove them, as that can get messy and cause complications. And I hate complications. We'll need to let that work at your gums for a bit before we start pulling. You will feel your gums swell, which will cause some tooth discomfort. That will be temporary, of course. Does it hurt already? My, my, my. This is going to be a long night for you. Once we're done with your teeth extraction, we'll next move on to your vocal cords, which is a very precise surgery to remove them. A single slip, and I could cut an artery. That would be simply tragic. Quite a long face. I haven't even gotten to the coup de grace. Surely you can see the beauty of my work here. Incoherent mumbling. It's difficult to talk when your mouth goes numb, isn't it? I understand your reluctance in your new position, but make no mistake, you'll be doing wonderful work for the world.
How?
How incredibly short-sighted. My operations here are a boon to everyone. It provides a life for Emmy and I that neither of our parents cared enough to provide. And the organs that are harvested go to those in need. Of course, the mob gets their due to fund my little hobby here, but I always ensure I have enough organs to donate to local hospitals. With so much selfishness in the world, everyone wants to keep their organs to themselves, even after death. As if that does anyone any good. Instead, I merely help them along, which serves as a mild population control in a world on the brink of overpopulation. Surely a few hundred people a month won't go amiss. Do you honestly think anyone is looking for you? As if you're that important? Honestly, you remind me of my brother. Always so full of himself, as if he was the only one in the world who mattered. He quickly learned the same lesson I'm teaching you now. If you have no purpose, you'll simply be repurposed. In his case, I keep him here as my primary bull in my breeding program. If Emmy had her way, you would have gotten to know him very intimately. Oh, I did in fact hear her little conversation with you. But that will no longer be a concern. I take every precaution to prevent my medical assistants from getting pregnant, and I do mean all of them. This does include extensive surgical work, but when we're finished, you won't be able to feel anything anymore down there. No amount of enjoyment or pleasure. We can't have any unnecessary distractions. Now, I think we've spent enough time dawdling. Let's see how your scalp is coming along. Ah, perfect. Let's peel this off and begin your brain alterations. Excellent. Next, we'll mark the spots to drill. First, here. Here. And lastly, here, right in the center. There we go. Good. But before we can proceed, let's secure your head in place. Even the slightest deviation could cause complications. Unfortunately, given the complexity of the human brain, these alterations will take several hours, beginning first off with your memory. The wires will send electronic pulses through your brain, causing severe momentary migraines. As this goes on, we'll take care of the rest of your surgeries, beginning from the top down. Now, take one last good look at yourself. Oh, and do try to hold still.